recording now. Okay, continue.
So
Neil gonna edit this out. Go ahead.
Yep.
All right. So long as we all good. I don't know why the hell I keep going in and out like I'm turning orange and shit.
It's not though, bro. Not on the live joint. It's not. You haven't. I've been looking for it. It hasn't jumped at all.
It's just like I keep like my lighting keeps flickering and shit.
Mine too. I see it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm good.
Yep.
All right. Bet. All right. So we are up in three. Oh hell! Where the hell did Preston go?
He there.
He there. Still there. Mama there. ain't no salary cap.
That's classic, bro. Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just turned the music down, so we should with that. I just gotta open my phone.
No, they won't let us play nothing, man.
You could play it on Zoom. I was looking at it earlier.
Well, Zoom's not gonna be the problem. It's like when you get it mixed and mastered and we throw it on Facebook or when we put it on the YouTube channel. Who gonna tag? Hey, beginning that Will Smith was playing. You know what I'm saying?
So for Facebook, as long as we got that disclaimer for YouTube, I don't think they give a crap.
Oh.
If they hear it,
look at Paul getting the hang time.
All y'all got some nice beards.
Yeah.
No, all right, let's get to it, man.
Bet. So 3, 2, 1. Yo, what's the deal, peoples? Thank you for tuning in again. This is episode 2 of season 2 with BFA. It is always a great day to have a great day when you're tuned in to BFA. We in the building. I am the young fella himself, Mr. Philly P, call it whatever you want to be and all that good stuff. I am here with my esteemed colleagues, the homie, the moderator, MJ, HimJ. Fadeaway Perfect, the Lucky Lefty, Mr. Preston Gathers, the Compass, the Composed, the Complete, the Cornelius McC himself, the Compass, Neil McCall, and of course, in this corner, with his cup in one hand and the young apprentice in the other, we call it Soul Glow because it is just the glow in Hector, Mr. Ranting Rivera himself, Hector Rico.
My man,
what's the deal, fellas?
Man,
it's good, Wally.
It's all good.
Listen, man, listen. Okay, so we ended episode 1 with the foreshadowing of what we're doing tonight with this whole episode 2 being summertime vibes. Here we are. Second week of July, second weekend of the month. So it's officially summer. The grill is out. Everybody's at the pool or the beach or whatever the case may be. So it's always that ambiance of where it's time to be lit, right? So with that being said, we need a playlist. And what I feel as though is needed is to have everybody kind of give some insight as to what we vibe into, what we listen to, what's that feel good? What's that, I don't know. Basically, what are we doing here? Give us the mood. So we starting out in typical order. So Mr. Gathers, what are we doing here, sir? Or are we going since I'm switching out?
I mean, we'll go with you and then we'll just roll along. I'll replace you at the back end of it.
Okay.
So whoever does the episode, so when, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you'll take it.
So what we're doing basically here, people, is we're kind of giving everybody our top three. We have a fourth as an alternate and then a fifth one that we're going to give you that is basically something that's random that you wouldn't expect from us based on the personalities that you see or for those that are, you know, like not new fans of ours that are like friends and family that watch something that you may not know that's a more personal near and dear as far as something that we may not share that's just our own little coveted song. So
with the caveat of you know, you got your top three, your top five, hope you got some on standby because if somebody calls one of yours, you're gonna have to replace
them. Absolutely.
That's what it is. Hector gonna probably have a tough time coming. He got the baby boy's birthday today and everything. I don't think he probably got anything written down for it. So it's gonna be a struggle for him. But yeah, that's the caveat. So really what Paul's saying, you gotta have five. You know, your top three. If I'm at the crib and I hear it come on, the kids on the slip and slide, I'm like, yo, what's that doing on your playlist? That surprise joint, and then that bonus joint or whatever, you know. So that's kind of what we gonna get into. Is that correct in what I'm saying there?
So where I'm at with it, based on how I'm feeling. All right, so I'm gonna take it back to the home team, right? So back home, we got the block parties. It's always jumping. It's always something crazy going on. So for me, I feel as though initially, and we already said summertime is unanimous, so we're not even gonna put that on there. But you gotta play before I let go.
Well, I crossed one down.
Because I don't care where you are. It could be a wedding. It could be a cookout. It's a graduation party. It's a birthday party. It's an anniversary. It's a promotion. It's a New Year's party. It don't matter what setting it is. When that come on, it's time to get busy. I don't care what you got in your hands. Either put it down or take it with you, but you got get loose when that song comes on.
Like Cornelius said, it's the vibe. You can play it at the Quince, you know what I'm saying? Puerto Rican had to tell about it at the Quince.
I don't care who's in the room, who's in the building, who's wherever you at. When that come on, it's nothing else that needs to be said. Just get to it.
Thanks.
All right. It's with you now, Neil. Hector next, and then I think we're just going to take you, give your one and alternate around.
Somebody. We'll rotate around. All right. Well, I'm going to make it simple, man.
Neil first, then you.
Okay.
Me first? Okay.
Go ahead, Cornelius.
All right. So, my number one. I got it. Okay. So, I got to hit y'all with this image, man. I got to.
While you pulling that though, hey, for the people though, you know what I'm saying? We may have some of the listeners. So, Paul, you said before I let go, who that by? Like Charles Barkley said, who he play for? Who that's by?
True that.
That's Frank and them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'm saying my homegirl Karen might not be able to type in Frank and them, so you got to give her the
hey, we 1987 on paper over here. Don't let that 33.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. The office will show us now.
All right, brothers.
Yeah.
And I think I might have hit y'all with some videos offline during my commute to the job. Yep. He took my first one, Frankie Beverly and Maze, before I let you go. My close second 1-2 punch that I play, I say it's a good summertime vibe, but I play it probably year round, okay? You can't. Oh, that's a horrible image, man. I wish I could see that. Okay, listen. Includes. Okay. I just got a message. Okay, regulators, man. Warren G, man. Okay, Nate Dogg and Warren G. That's one of my all-time favorite songs to play. Period. Okay, classic movie Above the Rim. I mean, it's one of the dopest songs ever. Yeah, that's definitely my number one spot.
All right, I would have never had that on my. Hector Ooh. Gave me one. I'm wondering if he remember when the last time I got the cut, he gave me one. But you know, it's on you, Hector.
My number one. That if it come out, I feel like, you know what I'm saying. I feel like breaking mortars all over the place. I feel like fire hydrants busting open. You know what I'm saying? All the kids is outside. Hey Marie, why don't we fall in love?
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Yeah, he played it when I was over. I was like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good summer. Yeah,
when that comes on, yeah. Bro, okay. It's going down, bro.
And she wasn't looking half bad in the video either when it came out. You
man,
know,
so. Look, she was looking delicious.
what year did that come out? Was that
bro, like, it's like 03, 04, bro.
Yeah,
when he said it, I was like, okay, and that fits the criteria because that's one of them songs I would probably only play summertime. You know,
that's a straight summertime classic.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Yeah. So,
Neil, no, that's a sunflower seeds quarter water music, man.
It is.
Yeah, that came out 02.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
2002. Okay.
Ready to graduate. I mean, high school,
right? Okay.
Going to A. So, I mean,
hey, real quick, fellas, real quick. I'm sorry. Before we get into this, Paul, yours was before I let you go. So what I'm gonna do is when I do the video, man, I'm gonna throw a picture of the album cover up. Okay. And you said before I let you go. Okay, and then who was that? Was me, and then that was okay. Regulators, Hector said, A. Marie. Okay, okay, gotcha. We good. All right,
Mr. Hey, Paul, I got one for you. It's gonna blow your mind.
Oh, here you go. You know, it might be it's one of those, it fits that criteria because I'll throw it on anytime we have a little gathering or whatever, but you got to give me that Mark Morrison.
No pun intended.
Yeah. You got to give me the Return of the Mac joint, man.
Ooh.
Come on, you know what I'm saying? And that's fire. You know, it's the barbecue. You look over there, pops or uncle, one of them is on the grill, man. The kids on the slip and slide, the water ain't really working. You know, Hector, that uncle that's crimping the hose so the water won't come out, and then that Return to Mac, he let the hose go, you know what I'm saying? And
everybody, listen, man, you know what? I don't know how I let that one slip, bro. That is a classic.
Go either.
That's up there with the Frankie Beverly joint.
That go up
there. Hey, that's up there with I Got Five on It.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, Return of the Mac. I'm actually impressed that, you know, the first go round. Did anybody have to switch it? Like, nobody's pulled one of your top three?
Nah.
The Before I Let You Go joint was my number one. Yeah.
I can dig it. But yeah, that Return to Mac, come on, man. Like, when I get paid, I throw that money. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? It was just one of them things or whatever. So that's where I'm at. But Wallet, okay. Number two, what it do?
All right. So again, I'm going back home. My cousin was a DJ. He used to live a couple of blocks away from my block. And he used to bring the turntables and the crates with the vinyls.
Ooh,
to the block party. He was DJing with his setup in front of my grandparents' house, and it was lit. But again, like I said, another silly thing, I grew up
here in the background,
and it's just it's
you emotional, bro? Let us hear it. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yes, bro.
What? That's
right. Yeah.
That is, real quick, for those who may not know, that is DJ Kool, Let Me Clear My Throat.
Let Me Clear My Throat, yes.
And we're gonna pass the baton because I ain't gotta say nothing else about that. That's another one, just like everything else we just talked about. That's just
whatever that. I don't know if that was intended, but something dropped. It was like you was passing. It's like you just dropped the mic, so I heard it in the background.
Yeah, no. That was dope. That was dope.
I don't know if that was intended or not. Whoever dropped.
He got one of the little bouncy balls. He just dropped that joint. See,
right.
He in sync with his pops, man. You know how it is.
Compass. Know me how.
All right, man. So number two, I don't even know if y'all remember these cats, man, but they were signed with who was they signed with? I think they were signed with Def Jam, like early, maybe late 90s, early 2000s, man. It was a group called Christian.
I need to hear it. I gotta hear it. What's the track?
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. They ain't even blow up for real.
I heard that before. I heard that.
Right, you know, okay, so just in case, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. The song is really, it's about them getting high, you know what I mean? But they was, you know... The song is by Christian. The song was called Full of Smoke, okay? It's got one of the, I mean, it's an R&B track, man, but one of the dopest, I mean, yeah, all time. This is probably, yeah, this is a close. I got some songs that I rotate. I may skip back and forth during the summertime, you know what I mean? Christian, Full of Smoke. That's definitely, Yeah, that's my number two.
Okay. Wow, that's a summertime joint for you, though. Okay.
It is, man, because the baseline, the phone is not doing it no justice, right? So the baseline, man, is real. It's booming. You know what I mean? And the song starts, you know, it's got a brief skit, man, with the boys. They outside on the avenue. And he like, hey, man, what's going down on such and such street? You know, they rap it. And, you know, you can hear the kids in the back. Very dope, you know, very dope summertime vibe, man. Yeah.
I can dig it.
Hey, man, my bad. I feel like a square, man. I'm the only one without the shirt.
Bro, not a you square adjacent, bro.
Yeah, we sent it in a text though, but hey, that'll suffice.
Hey, man, I've been on it, man. My bad. Hey, I got
come
drop,
on,
though.
Son.
Got drop.
Get out of here with that bullshit.
I got the drop.
We give you that though. You got the drop and you got the plug that we're gonna get to later on with your right shoulder there. Plus, you got the legacy. You holding the legacy in your hand from episode one. I gotta ask
facts,
you
about that little
or whatever. So you get a pass.
This all time, right, my number two. My number two, I thought this man was black when I first heard him, man.
Oh, hell.
John B?
And he a white boy.
Get out of here with this John B bullshit. Get the fuck out.
Which one?
Nope. Nope. Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell was singing. Yo.
All due for love, baby. Well,
yeah, I got this one. Dude,
you know what? Bro. Hey, that one and a Tupac sample right there, bro.
Hey, I got them on here together. It says Bobby Caldwell, but then it says Tupac Do for Love.
Yup. I play them back to back.
Okay. All right, I'll give you that. That's a
That Tupac joint, bro. When that came, because that came out. Past man,
bruh.
Oh,
with the cartoon,
it was the
with
anime
the cartoon video,
man. I remember they played that on BET, and I almost fell out, man.
Bruh, it's so fire.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. 100% of the population thought that that Caldwell joint that he was black, bro.
Yeah,
right now he is. I don't care what y'all say. What is
say
that
again?
It's a couple of songs like that where you wouldn't know. You think it's like some brothers or something, and it's actually some of the white dudes that you
saw. Oh, some of the white
bro,
dudes.
Listen, facts, the,
bro.
Bro, the 70s, everybody had soul because heroin and cocaine was living.
He is.
Yeah, bro.
And they was feeling it back in the day.
That's everybody was cut.
Woodstock, too, so it was all hand in hand.
Everybody. Yeah.
True that.
That's a solid cut right there, man. Shoot, I got a couple listed just in case y'all had made me cross one off or whatever, so I don't even really know what I want to pick.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to have to go with... Oh, I'm going to probably pull one up. I'm going to pull a Paul move because that's the joint. It's that Prince, When Doves Cry.
Okay.
That's a joint for me. That's a summertime joint for me, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We still out here barbecuing or whatever. I just went to pour another drink. And I heard that joint come on, and I almost dropped the ice on the floor, but it made it into the drink, and then we just straight, before Schmoneying was a thing, I'm just already going with it, because that because Prince, Mr. Prince is all cutting up.
I don't play with anybody's playlist, but whenever I hear Prince, we're not skipping nothing.
Oh, so, we're not skipping nothing.
Nothing.
It's not a skippable. So, yeah, When Doves Cry, that's my number two, man.
Thank you.
Y'all about to maybe put together a BFA joint and share it on like Spotify with our
bro. That hey, I was thinking that PK. I was thinking that for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So follow us on Anchor, Spotify, whatever. Get access to the list.
That Prince thing is so funny because I even got like Shell. She wasn't really like listening to Prince like talking about it, but now she loves Beautiful Ones. The guitar solo of Purple Rain when that drop at the 3:45 mark. Yes, I'm a real fan. I know when that part starts on the song.
I see. He pulled the timestamp and everything.
If you haven't heard something, it's a vibe out here called Pink Cashmere by Prince.
Mm-hmm.
So okay.
Just get on that, put that on, and let that chill hit you while you're riding on the highway or something. Just feel that for a little bit.
Test. I think I cut my microphone off. Can y'all hear me? Give me a thumbs up. All
right,
cool.
Image, right?
Yeah, man. Me and my bros are all about summertime vibes.
So, all right.
Wally, it's on you, bro.
For number two, okay. If we're going into that third banger.
It is back to me. So, like I told y'all, you know, the mental health episode, Road Runner days. There was a lot of rolling. There was a lot of rolling, just highway, just a lot of high mileage, right? And it was just when this came on.
I'm spanking rich. I'm a die trying to spin this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, yeah. Ooh. That's a classic, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I'm writing some of this down, man. Y'all getting these Monday morning videos for sure.
I get money. And then when next day air, when they had it on next day air, that little movie, and it started playing. Bro, Every time I watch that movie, I add it back to the playlist.
Yeah. Hey, what you know about next day air, bro?
What you know about next day
air? What you know about next day air, bro?
If they come through here, I'm shooting them up through the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Classic. That's solid cut,
man. And then in 50, he flexed on him. He said he sold a quarter water to Coke for $2. What the?
Listen.
That's and then they took Formula 50 off the market. That was one of the best vitamin waters.
Hey, it was, bro.
This, I don't know how y'all feel about this. I got like a handful of songs that when they come on, I don't want to recite the lyrics to it because I love it so much that that Niggas Bleed by Biggie.
Okay.
Today's agenda got the suitcase.
Go to room 112.
Tell them Blocko sent you.
I can't recite it, yo. Like, I just got to listen to it because it just hit that hard.
It's so raw.
I got a story, man. My homeboy, Terrence Nashville, man, known him just as long as I've known y'all, man. Him and his wife, Sheena, big up to Sheena, that's my fellow Pisces. So she hove to the death of her. She from Grand Rapids, Michigan. She hove to the death. He Biggie Smalls all day long. He'll listen to the hove. So we be having a little party at the crib, whatever. We go down for Pops. It's the little annual ceremony we have. And they get to pouring them drinks. And I just got a playlist because it's they battle. And they get on there and they go rhyme for rhyme, hove versus Biggie all the way till somebody passes. Like they be going off, man.
That's a tough, you know what? That's the only
downfall for Biggie is he didn't have enough material. But the material
he died, so
but the material that he had
was solid.
Honestly, out of those two albums, you know, the double disc, I guess you could say three. I can't skip one song, bro.
I really can't skip one song. But like,
what's wrong with y'all?
But like Philly said though, man, it's a couple of songs like I don't even when it come on, bro. Like I don't even want to get.
Don't say nothing.
I just need to get into it. You would think I was at a concert. You
know hold on, real quick. Hold up.
It's cutting out, but I'm still.
Here. I can't hear you. I just see you vibing.
It's cutting out, but I still hear it back there.
What's your third, Neil? What's your last song?
What you got, Compass? I'm sorry, we done. I'm done.
Oh,
yeah. He went to the dips.
I'm saying, bro, like, I mean.
I'm showing out because I wasn't expecting this. Okay.
That's, the guys, bro, the guys.
Yep.
Man, listen.
That album, I remember when that album came out, Neil had the Star Spangled Banner Converse joints with 17 shoelaces in them shits, folded all the way to the floor.
Bro, I'ma tell you, man, they made me, you know, the boroughs, Harlem is known for like, you know what I mean, being fat, flashy. Yeah. The Coke, you know, they known for that life.
Yes, sir.
That album, man, was definitely like, God, man. Yeah, the whole album, but Dipset Anthem, bro, I ride to that during the summertime.
It's Dipset Anthem and it's the other one on the other disc.
Is it I'm Ready?
Yes, I'm Ready. Man. Oh, my God.
I mean, and I sent you guys videos offline about that, you know what I mean? You know, just, you know, vibing on my way to the top.
Get them, girl.
That fire, man.
So much trouble. That I'm ready.
That, yeah, that
bro, is, fire, mean. Bro. Fire.
And then that baseline that.
Yeah, oh my God. Man. You know, the Dips, man, they was kings and queens. Well, there was no females, I don't think, part of the Dips, but they're
ridiculous.
The kings are sampling music.
Yeah, they, bro.
Everything.
I mean, they might be the second coming of King, because Diddy was sampling everything on this.
Yeah, stuff. Diddy. Facts, yeah.
That's that whole up north. They were just
sampling up north, everything. Yeah, I man, mad for at sure.
Part, for sure. I talked to Neil about this.
Uh huh.
50 got some samples like that strong.
He does. He does.
That beat?
Nah, hey, listen, I'm not gonna hold you. My favorite 50 song of all time, I don't know what it is about this song, Baltimore Love Thing.
Really?
That's fire though, bro.
That song is so John Blaze, bro.
It is.
That song is so hard. That's one of my, that and Many Men.
Oh yeah. For sure.
All right, Hefe. I don't want to hold y'all up. You know what I'm saying? We still gotta get to
see my
that track and then your bonus track. But what's your
my thing is, man, I love old music, man. I love old music.
And that's what's been surprising me about y'all. Like, it's not, I mean, some of this stuff is old, but it's not as old as I thought y'all. Like, I might have had the oldest song with When Doves Cry. That might be the oldest. Or the Bobby Caldwell. I have to look that
up. Yeah, that Caldwell in the 70s. Yeah.
Okay, but go ahead and get to it. Let's see what you're talking about.
I think Bobby Caldwell was like 74 or 77.
And then, all right, so I got my number three. I can give y'all two for my number three because these are tied for me.
Sure. Are you all right? So we'll get your bonus track. Yeah.
The first one would be the number 3A, 3B would be 3A would be Luther Vandross, Never Too Much.
Okay.
When that come on, I just want to dance and throw some skates on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, roll bounce.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then my 3B, bro, with Bobby Womack, 110th Street.
Oh, you went okay. You dug back in the mental.
And that's like that stay in my car, bro. That stays in my car.
Yeah. I remember that day. It was a Saturday. I don't know where Neil was at, but all three of us was like on the Alexis and every me, Paul, and Hector, and we were sending like the old school jams or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna bow out because I ain't have my playlist together. I didn't know it was gonna turn into a battle,
right?
Hector was like, yo, I gotta go do some yard work, so he bowed out. So we gave it to Paul for that day. But all four of us get together and make a super mega playlist, man. My phone will be full because I'll be bumping it.
That's the thing I like about Apple Music right now, man. Apple Music, you can plug in a song and then it just does its own playlist and it just keep on going.
Yep. Right. So me and Paul was talking offline, right, about music, and he's not. He does. He's so old school, man. I meant to bust his chops about it, man. With the CDs and the downloads, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but YouTube. When I was checking, I was trying to see if I can add people to my YouTube music account, and I was gonna add him to it since he didn't have it, and I could share the playlist, and we can just add tracks to it. You know what I mean? It's a living playlist. That mean. You know, everybody can add to it, you know what I mean? Take away from it. I thought that would be real dope, you know what I mean? Because we like all kinds of music, man, you know?
Yep. I can dig it. So, and like I said, I still, my number three, and then I think we've got the wild card, like, yo, why is that on your list or whatever, Paul? And then a bonus track, I guess. Like I said, I got so many written down, but, you know, I stay yelling, you know, today is a great day to have.
Hey, fellas, real quick, I'll be right back. I'm going to lay them down.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, you know, to get into it, you know, I'm always yelling, today's a great day to have a great day. So I had to go. It was a tie. I got like a Hector, a 3A, 3B. So I got Ice Cube's. Today is, you know, it was a good day. That, you know, yeah. And then I had Bill Withers, The Lovely Day.
The Lovely Day.
Because I'm always yelling that. So, you know, The Lovely Day come on up. It's already set the tone. And then, you know, Cube telling the story, you know, Slick Rick style and whoever else, you know, storytelling on the having his good day. Somebody actually did the work. I don't know if y'all seen that little write-up where somebody actually found out what the actual good day was based off what he was saying. You know, the Lakers was playing, this, that, and the other. I'm at the shooting.
Right.
somebody actually got all the way down to the science of what the actual good day was.
Bro, shoot that to me. I'm curious.
I'm going to have to see if I can get that for you or whatever, man. But yeah, 3A and 3B was, you know, Ice Cube. It was a good day. And the Bill Withers, lovely day.
Okay. And, good pick, man. Good pick.
So, Wally, as we swing back around the horn, what you got on that playlist? I'm going to be like, yo, what the? Or do you want to fill a little time? We waiting on my man on daddy duties?
I'll play something real quick that me and Neil caught. Neil jumped in here and got caught off guard with it. So I'm just gonna play it one more time.
Hey, Hector, hold on. I don't want to step on your mic, but Hector, I said my joint was, because you know I'm always yelling, today's a great day to have a great day. So I had a 3A and a 3B like you had. So I said Ice Cubes, it was a good day. And then the Bill Withers joint, the lovely day. The lovely day.
Yeah.
So that was my joint. Just to
Fill you back in.
All right, Paul. What you got?
You want
we back to the wild card joint? You just got something you want, a cut you want to play for?
Neil, you want me to hit him with that again real quick?
Hit him with it, bro. I can listen to that all day.
Okay.
Let's see. Where we at?
Hey, is my voice loud?
Got a little buzz going. Everything just
man. You sound all right.
I just realized my volume was low.
I'm thinking about dying these grays though.
Do it, man. I'm still doing mine. Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
Paul, what is it?
I don't know why we can't hear it, man.
If it ain't gonna hurt nobody, can it play?
It could play.
It's not playing.
I hear it barely.
What happened? It's racial.
You know what it is,
but,
man.
But I hear the beat in the background, and one of my joints I had on here was the Eni Kamosi, Here Comes the Hot Stepper joint. I had that on here.
You know what it is, bro? Fellas, real quick, admin note. So the settings for the audio, if you suppress the background noise, that's probably why it's hard, man.
But audio setting, I just got it set up the regular way.
Okay.
Automatically adjust. It says suppress background noise, auto low.
See it?
I got it on auto.
Yeah.
Do you? Okay. I had mine on like the.
he didn't want to hear nothing. That's what he had.
Word. I think I'm good now though. I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, it's different. It's distinctly different now.
I'm just trying to figure out what the problem is.
Yeah, I actually sent the drawing. It's Ice Cube's actual good day.
Yeah, it won't let me. It won't let me change my audio. My mic volume for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's all racial. Anywho.
It's all racial.
Your wild card joint. Like, if I'm at Wally's crib, he hosting the party, and we sitting back there. He ain't the drinker or the smoker, so he's really just running the aux table. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and we over here kicking it, and this joint come on, the record scratch. I'm like, yo, bro, you wild. What is that song?
That's funny. All right. We going with it's a band, right? Band.
Paul gave the song.
Okay, my bad.
You ain't give me your wild card. Like, if it come on, like Hector's like, yo, you know, he's like, everything is whack. So, you know, we had Wally, we
bro, everything is whack.
Yeah, everything's whack to Randy Rivera. So we in Newport News kicking it on the back porch, you know what I'm saying? And this joint come on. And Hector says, yo, he looking at me like, PK, this shit whack. Like, what's one of them song that wild card, like, yo, okay,
that I'm just gonna vibe out to and I don't care who's around?
Absolutely. And don't be like Mello on Team USA bus on the plane when they was like, and I want you. And Mello was looking at them like,
it's that, right. It's that Diddy and Keisha Cole, that Last Night, man.
Really?
You let them play? Catch the tempo and the melody of that.
I'm gonna really be looking at you like, yo, you wildin'.
Okay, let me explain. Let me explain this. You have to hear it. You got to hear it in the right setting. First and foremost.
Drunk.
You ain't even got to be drunk because I don't drink.
I'm going to have to be.
I'm going to run this back when we hang up and just play it just because it's just a mood. Anywho, now, I'm going to say this, and this is a fact of mine that I feel is a strong opinion. We all know how Diddy is as a producer or whatever the case may be. I honestly feel like, and I'm sure there's going to be somebody that's going to disagree in the comments, but I feel like this is one of the better, this is one of the better vocal performances of Keisha Cole, the way she goes in on this.
I get that.
Okay, so okay, with that being said,
this is on press play. This is on Puff shit.
Right. So you in agreement that that Keisha Cole is mediocre vocally?
I don't think.
Yes.
I knew Hector was.
Yes. Yes. Listen. Very subpar.
Mediocre. Say using mediocre, bro, might be a slight. She almost trash to me.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I don't dislike
her. Who she did the verses with?
I feel as though her on this song, just like if you look at everything Puff always does, like the making of the band stuff, I feel like he did that to her making this song.
Okay. Okay.
And she ain't have no choice but to step up and just kind of go in on this joint.
And my wild card gonna blow y'all.
This is on his, but this is, in my opinion, one of her better songs, and this ain't even hers.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Put the sound bar and the woofer on, or play it in the car, and just turn it up and just let it rock. And just
that is a dope summertime vibe. I couldn't hear it until PK played it, but yes, that is a dope. I'm with you on that for sure. For sure.
What's yours, Neil? Your wild card,
man.
You got compass.
I got two. I got two, okay? But I combine them because it's all in my playlist. It's all on my summertime playlist, okay? I'm going to kill y'all with the first one, and then I'm going to bring y'all back. So the first one is a band called Atreyu. The song is called Angels and Demonology, right? It's that death metal vibe I was telling y'all about, okay? It's the instruments, man. I like instruments. I like to hear. Yeah, man.
Barry White used to use a lot of phones.
I don't even know.
Hey, Neil, if you don't turn that bullshit off.
Man, what you said, Hector? I just told that man everything but heavy metal.
Got it.
I like music, you know, with the exception of country. I'm not a country dude, but I mess with Mr. Brooks, so I like Mr. Okay. Brooks. But,
and then, you know what? So, Hector, I ain't gonna, like you be saying, I ain't gonna hold you, though. If we down in Wichita, I done drove all the way up there. If that comes on, I'm not leaving because the drink's probably going to be good. The food's good. So I guess I'll just.
Oh, I'm going to feed you, bro.
And you, Hector, on the way back to the hotel, though, me and you going to be talking to hella cash about our boy.
Nah, I'm going to still talk. I'm going to talk shit to his face, man. Oh, I'm going to talk
to his
like
face,
that.
But I'm going to be really talking to him.
Turn this off, B.
Right. So listen, man, it's the thing. So, you know, okay, hold on. I digress. I'm not even going to do it. Number two. Time out.
Write this song down real quick, Neil.
Go ahead.
Barry White. You see the trouble with me.
Gotcha.
Listen to it based on what you just said about not vibing with the country, right? Listen
to
that.
I was in Nashville for 11 years, so the country, he's Swizzy and all that. Well, she was.
No, you don't understand.
But
different.
Yeah, so when I say country, my mind, you know, we almost in the 40 club, some of us, you know, so. Country back when we were younger, you know what I mean? That was that twang, you know. Country nowadays, man, is
you're cheating hard.
Right. It didn't, you know, it didn't morph into it. It almost sounded
country like, music now got 808s.
It do, man. It's R&B with a slight, you know.
Yeah, with a southern drawl.
right. All right, so number two, man. Big Pun. Okay, Tony Sunshine, man. You know what I mean? That's okay, I don't have it. I don't got the song pulled up, man. But you know, that was before Pun died, so that had to been what 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he died. Pun died 97, 98-ish. Right.
And I think that song came out like 96.
Yeah, he died late 90s because I was still in Hawaii when the dude passed.
Okay, okay. So the name of that song, Forgive Me, Fellas, is... Jeez. 100%.
It's...
100, yeah. One, it's called 100%.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's my shit.
I hit you, yeah, man. Y'all remember I said,
let's go, Neil. Hey,
just give me Suave Mente. I don't need that. Just give me Suave.
Right, right. So, that day I was on the way. This was Paul's first day in the job, man. I sent y'all the video, and Hector was like, yo, what about me? And I hit him with that swat, you know, I hit him with the 100% joint, you know?
That's bro, my shit. Man. I forgot all about that song.
Bro, classic, man.
All right.
All right, so, all right, Hector always gonna blow your mind.
Nah, I already blew your mind with the old school. This is just some wild shit that a lot of people don't even know about. He's one of the dudes that Kanye kind of put him on for a little bit, but he...
No.
But he never stuck. But he never stuck. And if this comes on, I'm bumping because it's a bop to me. That's Rhyme Fest, Brand New.
Brand New.
Oh, Brand New.
Brand New.
Okay.
I want to see Brand New. You might see me in my brand new whip with my brand new bib. Bumping my brand new shit. You don't like it? Get on my brand new dick. Okay. That's my shit.
So with the wild card though, I can dig that, and I wouldn't be looking side eye if that came on though, cause that's a vibe.
That's my stuff. When that come on, I'm just like, I gotta bump it.
Yo, nice. So Jenna be looking at me crazy when I play this joint right here. I got two of them. One of them I put on Facebook because I asked, but
Wipeout
is my wild card.
Hey PK, when you walk by me, I'ma trip the shit out of you, B.
I'm just saying.
Don't you ever play that shit around me, son.
That's my joint, man. Hey, y'all need to stay with
me. Yo, that is a wild call. I never brought I'm not
gonna lie. Hey, PK, that shit is garbage.
And then here go my other one. I put this one on Facebook though. That Sheryl Crow, all I wanna do.
Hey, PK over there
before she died.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, man. That Wipeout, bro, I was not expecting that.
That was the Safaris, 1962.
But why Wipeout? Why that song, though?
I don't know.
Why just, Wipeout? Why that?
I used to the Disney movie.
I was so concerned. Why
the
that?
Disney movie, Tsunami or whatever, and just the Wipeout joint, man.
That shit is crazy. Be
a wild card.
So, you know what? Not to digress, man, but that song probably was in a movie during your childhood, man. Your childhood.
Played,
was
well, crazy. I just watched Sandlot the other day, and I think it played on there when he kissed Wendy Peppercorn.
I sampled that
amount. So,
hey, man, what you know about Wendy Peppercorn? She come was on, bro. Too, bro.
I sent it to y'all last weekend or whatever. I was watching Sandlot. I told y'all.
I sampled that scene, man, when he was teaching old boy how to bat.
Yeah, so Wipeout, man. I knew that was going to get y'all. And then the Sheryl Crow, like I said, I put that on Facebook or whatever.
Okay.
Some people hit me up on Facebook, and one of my dudes, he's a white guy, but he was with me in CVS, and he's up in Memphis. So his wild card song was Late Night Tip by 3-6 Mafia. He's like, yo, Todd, your name is Todd McWilliams. I'll shout him out. There's no way you should have Late Night Tip.
That was
you know what I'm saying?
I mean...
That was his because I put on there. I said, you know, give me one song and then your wild card that nobody would expect you to have,
bro. That
I knew him when I was at CVS.
Like Metallica, Inner Sandman, and I'll show you whatever you want.
Listen, I only like that song because of Mariano Rivera, bro. When he used to come into the mound to close out the Yankee game.
You ain't never played Guitar Hero and had to play that. That's the problem.
I ain't never played Guitar Hero.
Mississippi
in my
Queen.
Life.
That Mississippi. Hey, you come over to the crew. I still got the Wii. I'll put that Mississippi Queen on. We can go to work.
Hey, no. I used to sit at Walmart and watch some fat, them fat little kids sitting there
strumming at
killing us. I used to just be sitting there looking at that little fat thing. Like,
I got two control, man. I'm trying to find a wild card because I gave y'all my backup for number four.
So I just want to rattle off, you know, a couple of other ones that I hit, and you know, everybody just chime in and then we'll move along, Paul, as you get on there. I ain't trying to step on the mic and everything.
No, you good. It's your turn anyway.
I had the Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Childish Gambino with the Feels Like Summer, the new joint he got. Feels Like Summer. You got a joint. I had the Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved.
Come on now.
Junior Mafia's Get Money.
Come on now.
I had that on there. I had Biggie's Hypnotized when that joint dropped. You know what I'm saying? That was a summertime joint. And I had the Charlie Wilson. Well, that Hypnotized and Charlie Wilson had to Been Around the World, which was that sample they used.
Okay.
I just had a couple of other ones. I was like, if they pull something, you know, I had Coolio's Fantastic Voyage. For me, Bone Thugs and Harmony, First of the Month. And then I said, I had a couple of like cult classics. So I had, what, Paul?
I said, Loonies, I Got Five on It.
I Got Five on It, yeah. And then I just went, this right here, I just said like cult classics. I had Juvenile, Back That Ass Up. Won't There It Is. It was Electric Slide, The Wobble, and The Cupid Shuffle. Those are like cult classics. You know what I'm saying? If those come on, Mom, Grandma, everybody out there trying to wobble. You know what I'm saying?
Confession, I ain't gonna hold you. I hate that Cupid Shuffle so much.
Confession, though, I don't know how to do the wobble or the shuffle, but I get that Electric Slide and I tap the ground like I'm playing defense full court press, though, pimp.
For sure, bro.
on that slide back, that Electric Slide, I will work. Now my mom's and then my boy Terrence, I told you about Sheena. Wobble come on, them two right there will stiff arm you. We'll do the Heisman on you.
Listen, I got videos of Cindy doing the wobble and I just be like, oh, when I get home.
That boy Vic hit the wobble with Mr. Collie Park, man. And that was
I'm like, you can retire. Jensen, you want a brother or sister, bro?
Another one. DJ Khaled, another one.
I'm canceling all that because all I need is you played Electric Slide, I'm old school with it. I'm out there.
Okay.
Then what's the other joint? The Harold Melvin joint. That Get Up, Get Down, Get Funky, Get Loose.
Oh yeah.
Are you talking about Teddy Pendergrass? Because Harold Melvin ain't sing shit.
But it's a Harold Melvin.
It's a Teddy P joint.
Hey.
Right? I hear what you saying, but I'm with Hector on that. That's Teddy.
Harold Melvin ain't do nothing but pimp them boys, man.
I'm just being formal for those who want to look the song up.
I give you that.
Okay, I'm with you. Right.
Oh, right, man. Teddy P. Right.
So y'all got any y'all want to throw out? Like, I listed mine. Y'all got any y'all want to throw out?
I mean, real quick. If we talking dance, wild card, whatever, what's his name? J Dash, the WAP.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Dance joint. See, look, you from Philly. You don't even know what that is. That's a Florida thing.
I played something the other day that you didn't even hear when we got off the live. So...
Oh, yeah. Oh, he went to the Dirty Boys, Hector.
Dirty
Here we
boy.
Is,
man. We rolling Vogues. We triple gold. Come on, man. I know about the Dirty Boys now.
To go along with that, though, that Candyman. They had that Candyman, the slow joint.
The vocals on the Candyman. Yo, the good vocals.
All right, so okay, a couple of wild cards. Heavy D and the Boys. Poison, you know, Bell Biv DeVoe, Children's Story by Slick Rick, Motown Philly Boy. Those are actually, you can't even see it, man. It's in my playlist. You can't see it, but it's there.
Listen.
Yeah.
If I have one wild card that I just play on repeat,
Bruno Mars, Chunky.
And you talking about, listen, I could play that whole album and be fired. I don't even know his name, but that Tennessee Whiskey.
Who is it?
I can play that Tennessee Whiskey all day, every day.
That's fire, bro. Fire.
And I don't even know dude's name, but that Tennessee whiskey.
You know what? I'm gonna say this, and when y'all say something, y'all can kick me out the group all you want to, right?
Done. Done.
Y'all and everybody else knows me from purely basketball. I don't care. Okay. But a song that touches my soul, right? It's from A League of Their Own.
Oh, shoot.
Madonna, This Used to Be My Playground. We can fight. We can go outside right now. I don't care. I will listen to it and sit there and put my... Let's go.
Hey, I'm not gonna hold you, bro. I like Madonna, man, but I like early.
I never liked Madonna.
Early 90s Madonna.
I never liked Madonna.
Listen. From a basketball perspective, hearing that song about basketball, it puts you in the state of whatever it is that you really love. You know? I don't care. You can watch it in the hood if you want to. That song will come on and you're just gonna know about it. Like, I don't care.
That's true, bro.
Judge me. Judge me.
That's a fact.
Whoever don't like it, your feet stink.
So, hey, bro, that was like what, like 92?
I think 91.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna drop these real quick because I got a playlist that got 350 songs on it. So I'm gonna try to send y'all a screen recording so y'all can see all of this up here. I got that. You gotta go Anita, Body and Soul.
Yes.
You gotta go Mint Condition, Breaking My Heart.
Breaking my heart.
Ah.
Yes.
For my wife, you gotta go Cheers to You by Player.
By Player. Cheers to you.
Hey, oh, we get a group going.
And I'll go Christopher Williams, Dreaming. We can drop that in there.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw Smokey Robinson along with Cruising on that joint right there.
Just don't put that other smoke. Smoking that smoke.
Nah.
Don't get your ass out of here. You're done.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right.
But two of my other favorites that's low-key, like, I'm jamming, that's a shower song. I don't care if it's a room full of dudes and we have basketball practice or we hooping. If I hear Babyface, Whip Appeal, or Where Will You Go?
Ooh, that Whip Appeal.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen, wow. Rick James, Mary Jane.
Baby. Oh, Mary Jane. And I was about to say, I missed two or whatever. Outcast, two Outcast joints. Bombs Over Baghdad, and Elevator.
Hey, you play Bombs Over Baghdad. I can see PK like.
Yeah, I'm about to go on. Go ahead, Paul. Your volume, Paul.
We from the East Coast, all of us, really. You know, I'm surprised there wasn't no Outcast mention.
Outkast got some dope songs, but you know the thing about Outkast? Outkast music is like nighttime summer. Like, we riding that night summer. We going to the night party. We going to house parties.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those are like nighttime anthems that they really got. You know what I'm saying? They don't really got like actual summertime cookout music. To me, that is. Because when that Spody Odie Dope Delicious Angel come on,
you ain't gotta say nothing about that. We on that when that come on, when that drop, on that. Big time.
Yeah. As soon as I hear the, everybody shut up.
Yep. Go ahead, B. Hold up. Go ahead, B.
This just a wild question, just a random question I'm throwing out. So this is an impulsive, you got 5 seconds to answer. We all married, right? So if I say, yo, play one song, if you got the lights out, candles lit, rose petals, dinner, movie, wine. If you got all that laid out for the wife on a special night of just some me time, what are you playing for her?
T.I. and Chris Brown, Private Show.
Tank relationship goals.
You nasty. No.
That tank relationship goals.
But that T.I. T.I. and Chris Brown, Private Show. No doubt.
Maxwell, something.
Yeah, a woman's work. That's what you talk about.
I got that Maxwell, something.
Billy, what is it gonna be? You got Lisa McDowell. She's your queen.
I'm sticking with that though. Because I'm going, I'm sticking with the Lisa. I'm going Lisa Fisher. How can I ease the pain?
How can I ease the pain?
How can I ease the
pain? Does that beat drop?
Fire.
Okay. All right.
Play with my lighter
at. Wolfer in the crib. I hear that shit outside in the street. Yeah, like that. Hold on.
I got you, Neil. I got you, Neil.
Let me get the lighter app on my joint. Let me get the lighter app on my.
You stupid.
I gotta get you. I'm gonna throw that throwaway as a.
Oh Jesus! California love, man. Okay, I'm back.
So man, we that's a solid album, man. That's a solid playlist. It, once Neil gets that joint thrown together, I'm gonna have to play it for real though with everybody's stuff on there.
Look, yes.
I'm dropping 20 songs in there, and I'm just gonna walk away, and it ain't even going.
Hey, do me a favor, y'all, because I quit writing it down after a while. Just send me your just send me like a.
Listen, bro, if you out with the lady and you just driving or you walking, you can literally pull up Maxwell and just hit shuffle, and you are money.
I feel like that about Tank, man. I'm a huge Tank fan, you know.
You got to be able to find. You got to be able to hit the mark, though. You can't just play a shuffle and just. Luckily, just randomly, just be like, oh, yeah, we're going
to
play.
See, that's the good thing. To me, that's the good thing about Maxwell, because Maxwell music is pretty much all the same subject. He ain't really got no sad music. You know what I mean? It's all love music. Yeah. It's all, you know what I'm saying, relationship.
Hey,
it's all,
bro, I'm going Eric Benet over Maxwell to me.
I'm not. I mean, he up there, but I'm not. I'm not taking him,
Benet. I can't do it. Not on Benet.
Benet don't get no love because you told Halle Berry, like, oh, I got a problem. Nah. No.
All right, go. Oh, soup. He can't. No.
Eric crazy he's not going for that. I got Halle Berry pregnant like 3 times.
That would have been Billy Bob
we
on
know.
It. Right?
We know.
I got two low keys. I got two new edition joints.
New edition? Old new edition? I'm talking about kids.
Yeah, we talking like teenage, young 20 new edition.
Okay.
I'm going, Can You Stand the Rain?
Who got the hydraulics going back? Yo, Can You Stand the Rain? Okay.
Okay.
That's a joint. That's a cut right there.
It is.
Okay. Okay. 50 roll.
And the other new addition, I'm still in love with you. That beat drop again. When that beat come in,
and listen.
That man.
I got one since you said I can't stand the rain. So for real, Candy Rain. When that
Candy Rain. Hey, hold on. Let me reel y'all back in. We digressing. We done went from summertime vibe. We just laying out cuts, man.
Yeah, now we in the bedroom.
I'm going to give y'all, I'm going to give y'all
112.
Just a rapid fire right quick. I want to know your first tape that you either, that you bought or what the first tape you ever got. Your first
Oh, CD, you stole?
That too. Your first tape, your first CD, and your first or best concert in that order. So, Paul, I start with you. Your first tape. Then your first CD, whether you bought it or what, however, your first tape, your first CD, your first and best concert.
My first tape and best concert. My first tape. I took some of my allowance when I was home for the summer in Philly, and I bought the Hit 'Em Up tape.
Oh wow!
I was like eight or nine years old. I bought the Hit 'Em Up tape.
That was before they put those regulations in about age.
Well, no.
I wanted moms to get it from Target and not Walmart because Target had the explicit.
Target had the explicit joints, right?
Yeah, you can get anything from a crackhead in the hood. So,
thanks, bro.
That was my first tape.
Tupac Hit 'Em Up was June 4th of 1996.
My first, yeah. So I was eight. I was about to turn 9 in August. Okay. So, yeah.
First off, in the click you claim.
Yeah. Your first. All right.
So what's your that's got to be one of the best opening lines to a diss track ever.
It's right to the point, you know?
First, all right, Wally, so what's your first CD that you can remember that you bought, purchased, given to you? I'm looking them up, too.
My sophomore year was 2002-03 when I was back. I moved back here after I left Fort Campbell the first time. And I bought Get Rich or Die Trying when that dropped.
Wow.
That's the first CD I actually bought that wasn't from Napster or whatever you want to take your music.
Yo, Napster hit a lick for a little bit.
Richard died trying February 6, 2003. Y'all going back.
That was the end of my sophomore year before I came back for my junior year at Fort Campbell. So 2003, I was a sophomore when that dropped.
Solid. Concert. Me and you in the same boat, I think, with the concert.
Yeah, I've never been to a concert. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. I done put on a couple of concerts.
Because mm-hmm. Right, internationally known to rock the microphone.
Because my wife knows. Oh hell no! Matter of fact,
to a concert.
Time out. She's right.
Oh shoot!
All right.
All right,
hold up. I'm going to be real. I took my wife to D.C. for a John B. concert.
You damn right.
So here's the tragic part about it. I know she loves John B., right? So I take one for the team. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this for my girl. We're going to have a good time. We're going to go to dinner. We're going to enjoy the DC nightlife for the night, you know, hit the concert, whatever. Cool. Go back to the room, make triplets, whatever. So
go back to the room. You said do what?
Go back to the room and make triplets, whatever.
Hey, that was for them in the back.
Yeah, for them in the back. We're not shouting around here. It is what it is. So I'm sitting there, she's in the ambiance, we right there, front row. So he right by the stage, like I could untie his shoes and trip his ass. So knowing how mesmerized and all that she is, right? I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo, just give me your phone so I can take some pictures or record, you know what I'm saying? Just so you can go back and reflect, right? I take her phone, I'm holding up the phone case. She loves spicy food. She got it.
Yeah, they're going off laughing.
She got a hot chili pepper with, and it says hot stuff on the back.
And Shell was in there getting crunk. In there getting crunked.
It said hot stuff on the back. So I'm sitting there looking like a straight flame like this.
Yes, sir.
Recording this dude in the front row, and he looking right at me like,
girl, it's all right, yeah. all in there fangirling. Fanboy.
Oh, that was the big piece of chicken for that.
Right.
I'm done. I don't want to talk no more. Y'all close it out. I'm out. I'm done.
All right, so let me go. Neil, your first tape, first best concert.
Okay, hey, listen, I'm just gonna I'm gonna flow right into all three. PK. Okay.
Yep.
All right, first tape, man. Pops was stationed in Gerpingen, Germany. Okay, that's
familiar. Around that, you know, I was born in Germany. I'm a fellow countryman.
Right. That's Stuttgart.
Got two cousins out there.
Right. Okay. First tape, man. He took me to the PX, man. I bought the Michael Jackson Bad tape. Right, black joint, man. Hey, he had on a black leather jacket, man, and that spicy white tee. That was the first tape I ever bought.
Yep.
I didn't have a job back then. I might have been five. Yep. He bought it for me, but that's the first tape that I procured, okay?
Okay.
First CD, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, man. Twista, Adrenaline Rush. That was first CD, okay?
That's
first
fire. CD. Adrenaline Rush. Okay.
Fire. First concert. Okay. I was stationed in South Korea. 2003, 2004. Adina Howard. Adina Howard was in Daegu, Korea, man. And she did a t-shirt. And,
that's a night.
Oh. So, that was probably the flyest event I've been to, even though I went to another. But I've only, all the concerts I've been to have been R&B. Mm-hmm. I've never been to like some of the like hip hop. Like, you know, my wife said Busta Rhymes puts on, probably. She said that was the best concert she ever been to. But that Adina Howard joint, that was the first concert that I've been to, and yeah, that set the bar, man. I was like, oh man.
I like
morning joint, big time.
Yeah, so Hector Rico, El Jefe,
Limitless. First tape. I don't think I ever had a tape, man.
You're out.
My first tape was like a Spanish tape, but my mom got that for me. So
word, okay.
I can't say I ever had it. It was a Spanish rapper back in the day when I was young in Puerto Rico. My first CD, I ain't gonna hold you, man. I ain't buy like 98% of my CDs. I stole all them joints.
Yeah, you took about my CD player. Hey, let me see your disc, man, PK, and then my joint gone.
Bro, you had you had a nice book, bro.
Nice book, man.
I had a dope book. Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. I was real R&B, whatever. I had a neighbor back at Campbell on Cordes. They used to burn CDs for $5. So I guess you could say my first CD was a burnt CD. And it was either Genuine. You know what I'm saying? It was some R&B dude, but I remember I used to listen to nothing but R&B. But then my boy, Paul's boy, I'm sure all of our boy, Q, Quintel Lates, he put me on.
Bro, I don't even know who that is, bro.
Okay.
I put you on the G Unit and the rest was history. I had that boy wearing white jackets and everything.
Yeah, listen, he put me on so much music that after that I used to go to the PX and you know I'm about to snitch on myself.
Yeah,
you remember
allegedly.
You remember I used to go and I used to hide the CDs. I used to like peel the little placard joint off, I used to hide the CDs in the bottom of the cart.
And then this man's turned out to be a military police.
What I used to do is I used to go to the clothes rack. I used to take the 75% stickers off and put them on the new clothes. So I used to put the clothes like over the CDs. So I put it real quick and then put the bags back in the joint. Yo, I stole all the Biggie CDs.
Yo,
I stole
DJ,
all
the cut the tape.
All the Jay-Z, the whole Jay-Z collection.
I'm working on a secret clearance over here.
Everything, bro.
Affiliated.
I had the meanest stolen book collection of CDs.
I'm working on
the world,
a confidential clearance over here, bro. I
take my picture. I promise. I had to steal close to what CDs was what $10 back then, bro. I had to steal close to $1,000 worth of CDs. So,
that diplomatic immunity joint, two CDs was like 13, 14.
Yeah, like 16, bro.
He up here getting incriminating like him.
Listen,
like, what's your first concert?
Statute of limitation, bro. I can talk about whatever I want.
So what's your concert?
Hey, nah, but listen,
that was my CD, but the first CD that I was given
was All Eyes on Me, the double disc.
Okay.
So that was the first CD that I was given, and then the first tape was the tape my mom bought me.
Okay.
And my first, last, and only concert that I ever been to.
Okay.
And I splurged, bro. I did the 400
passes and everything. Oh, okay. Yeah.
VIP. Kendrick Lamar, the damn tour.
Yo, so I'm gonna have to air him out though. So Paul, last time I got my hair cut, he was over there, had the video, and he's like, yo, Kendrick looked at me. I ain't gonna lie, I was hyped to the month. So he was fanboy.
Bro, I was so hyped. I'm not gonna lie.
But yo, I'm gonna give him his credit. He was so close though. He was so close. Like Kendrick got into the joint and looked over. He was hype.
Hey, bro. Listen, I would have did a kneel if he'd have put his hand out. I'd be like, and split that joint.
I can dig it. Yo, why is Gabriel on the joint looking like, you know, Biggie? Like if Paul did an album and did the Ready to Die, like
Ready to Die joint, or the Drake joint, the Drake joint.
So my first tape was Nas, Illmatic, back in 94, April of 94.
Okay.
The first tape that I actually went to, we were at Fort Jackson. Pops and Moms were both stationed at Fort Jackson. And we went to this little trade show they used to have down at the Williams-Brice Stadium, which is where the Gamecocks play at now, the college football team. And they were buying fishing rods, and they had all kinds of stuff. First tape they actually let me buy, walked up, got the explicit and everything. So the Illmatic. The first CD that I bought was our first CD that I got, and then I ended up buying again was Bone Thugs, East 1999. And that was, I wrote down the date. East 1999 came out July of 95. Kind of crazy that we in July now, 2021, the first CD I got came out.
Right.
Wrap
that rules till my heart fell out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That first of the month, that's where that came out, Mr. Bill Collector and all that kind of stuff. First and best concert, never been to a concert. Have sent the wife and some friends to plenty of concerts. Like Miller, Big Sean, Eminem, all that kind of stuff.
Real quick, fellas, real quick. My bad, Pete. Hey, that birthday today took up all my time, so I didn't even get to charge my phone. My joint is on like 2%.
Oh, you about to cut out?
Yeah, if I cut out, I'm just letting y'all know now. I haven't had a chance to charge the phone. I was cooking barbecue.
Yo, tell her, kids, man, get the extension cord. Hey, get the extension cord and plug it in right quick.
I know,
I'm Puerto Rican, man. I ain't got an extension cord, bro.
So I think we hit the summertime vibes. Before we get you out of here, then I do got a question I want to ask you, and it's just, you know, in case it died, but I want to get this out right quick or whatever, and then we can come back to the couple of the music joints. So our first episode we did, you know, talking about legacies and everything like that, so I wanted you to be included. So, you know, when they talking about, like, how Paul put it, when they talking about Hector Jose, I don't want to mess up the middle name, but if they talking about Hector Rivera, you know what I'm saying, friends, family, fly on the wall, what do you want your legacy to be when it's all said and done, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, even living, walking legacy right now, what do you want that to be?
Honestly, you got anybody outside of my family's opinion, I could honestly care less of. Okay. But like I told Pete when I was cutting his hair the other day, one of the things that I want to achieve, you know, after I finally open up the studio, my shop, once I open up my shop, I want to open up a youth center. Then once I open up the youth center, I want to rebuild the football program at the high school that I teach, that I coach at. I want to rebuild new stadium, new practice facility, weights. Like that's one of my end goals that I want to achieve within the next 5 years. I want to give that as a gift. I don't want my name on no placards, on no state. I don't want nothing. I just want to give that to them boys, to give them an initiative to want to come to school and do something. You know what I mean? Because if y'all seen the videos that I sent of them interviews that I did, you could see that them boys, they need that. You know what I mean? So that's one of the big things that I want to do. And then, you know, do enough good in the community to my end game is to get the keys to the city, bro.
And you don't even have to dance around like Diddy.
I'm not going to hold you, bro. I want the mayor of Tampa to go ahead and give me the keys, bro. I want to be good everywhere. You feel me? That's my end goal. I want to do enough good to where, and I don't want to be quiet about it. I want it to be as loud as it can be to motivate others to do more. You feel me? So I don't want to do, oh, he's doing, oh, how he do that? Or, oh man, who's doing that? Nah, I want you to know that I'm doing it. I want you to know why I'm doing it and who I'm doing it for. And hopefully that'll motivate more people to step up and do the same. You feel me? So I want all my actions and everything to just speak volumes when my kids think about me, or you know, like PK and Pops, you feel me? You got a whole street, you know what I'm saying? Pops recognized here, he there, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like that. You know, like, oh man, my dad got the keys to the city, bro. My dad did this, he gave these people jobs. He used to help, you know. Another goal of mine that I want to do is I want to open up a barber program inside the juvenile detention center. You feel me? And help them to pick that up as a trade. You know what I mean? So they can come out with at least a trade or some type of ambition to do something. You know what I mean? Because people look at barbers and think, oh, they just barbers. But you got barbers out here making millions. You feel me? And it's all about how you market yourself. And it's not just about cutting hair. It's about products, product placement, product development. I mean, You got some barbers out here, you know, getting sponsored by Walls and this, all this stuff, man. And they're making hundreds of dollars.
Got that Bevel blade.
Yeah, all that stuff, bro. Bevel, all that stuff, bro. For real. And they're getting sponsored. So, I mean, a barber is not a bad trade. It's all of what you put into it. So once I open up my studio, that'll just piggyback. Everything else will piggyback off of that. Because once I own it and I can manage it, then I have extra time on my hands to do other stuff, meet with people. Because now everything that I put my work into is just making money for me. On top of that, I'm still getting my retirement. You know what I'm saying? I'm still getting my disability. So once the shot takes off, then I'll have like so much free time to work on the youth center, to work on raising the money to get the stuff for the kids. You know what I'm saying? And kind of, and like you said yesterday in the text message, like when I was shitting on Book, for thinking, you know what I'm saying, he was tight with Kobe or whatever, like you said, when I was, and you know me, I just be talking. But you mentioned Nipsey and the thing that he did with the whole Vector 90 and all, and employ people and all, like, that to me is amazing, and it's something that we need more of in the community, you feel me, to open up business and hire people that look like us. You know what I mean? And then at the same time, teach them work ethic and people skills and communication skills and not just give them jobs, but teach them how to be professional. Because we all know that spot where it's all our people and it's mad unprofessional. Because they ain't got nobody to teach them better. You feel me? So they bring whatever they have from out there, they bring it to the workplace and it just don't work like that. You know what I mean? So reach one, teach one. You know what I mean? So on top of giving jobs, you also teach those communication skills. You teach those professional skills. You teach them how to talk on interviews and stuff. Because obviously when you open up something, you want more for people. You don't want them to just be there. You know, I want more for you. I want you to go to school. I want you to do this and do that. So the jobs that I do provide in the future, I want them to just be stepping stones. You know what I mean? So I kind of just filter professionalism throughout and then just have them move on to bigger and better things. So that's my goal. That's what I want my kids to see. That's what I want them to know about me. Like I always say, I don't want to get too preachy, but at one point I was told I was going to be a father to many. You know, and I know I got a whole, and that's me, right? Me being me, I'm like, bro, I got six already, bro. You feel me? but
at the space end of the hand day, over there, six and two possibles.
At the end, at the end of the day, you know, that's where the coaching comes in. That's where the youth center comes in. You know what I'm saying? To be that father figure for these boys that don't have that in their life. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be for, you know, just lack of not being a parent or incarceration or death or pops just left. Yeah. You know, I can be that for them. You know what I'm saying? So that's my end game, man. That's my goal. That's my legacy that I want to leave for my kids. I want them to just see how I affected a generation, more or less. I don't want to reach 3, 4, 5 people. I want to reach thousands and millions if I can. You know what I mean? So that's what I want.
We just want to make sure we got your legacy. And if it do die, man, shout out to baby Jensen. The first birthday out of the way, you know. So that's
I know, man.
Yeah.
It's been a year already. Ain't that something?
It's been a year. You got the youngest and the oldest out of the whole choir. That's bananas.
And the oldest. Because Xavier just graduated, man. Yeah. That's my dude.
So if your joint do die, I did want to get that part in there.
Oh yeah, listen. Yeah. I don't know if Xavier be watching this, bro. But Xavier got his first job. You feel me?
Hey.
Super proud of my man. This dude is making $18 at a bowling alley. You feel me?
Don't let me hold some. I'm gonna sit in my cash.
You know what I mean?
Because your pops won't give me the gas. Your pops won't give me the gas money when you was in the womb and came out. So I'm gonna get it for you. The bill comes due. I'm trying to buy a
blessed. He is blessed to have a job that his first job to pay him $18. Because I remember my first job at Charlie's was like $12.50 or something. $11 or something. Oh, yeah. At Charlie's
I was at Ponderosa for $6.25 bacon potatoes. Hell
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, silver spoon head.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I love it. I love it. So, I mean, we'll keep you on until it fall off. Wally, I don't want to step on the mic. You had something? I did have some questions I did want to ask y'all.
What's up?
You got something?
No. I was going to do the closeout unless it's something else.
No, you got to give me. Hey, listen, we're going to pause. I'm going to edit this out. I got to go pee.
Oh, go ahead. We're going to probably lose that doing that. No, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. But, Paul, no, we can't close out yet because you got this small business shout. This is like really going to go premiere or whatever, be our line.
I don't know. No, I mean, I know small business.
I got that part of it, man. I'm gonna pull up the back.
Hey, listen, if you're gonna do the small business shout out, if my joint cut off, go ahead and do that one first, real quick.
Yeah,
man.
You know, we can get it right now. He ain't on here anyway. Mr.
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't like him anyway.
Yeah, the business shout out hashtag support or whatever. And then we can circle back. He can edit however he wants. So Hector's got it back there. So tell him about the book, Hector. Shout it out for him.
Man, you know, I read a little bit of it online. Last season.
Yep.
This book is I read it to my youngest, even though I know he pretty much doesn't understand too much of it, but as far as a message goes, it is an amazing book to teach kids, you know what I'm saying, about personal space, about not to let anybody just touch you. You know what I mean? I love the message of just what's yours is yours.
Yeah.
You know. And to ask questions. I love it. I love it.
I'm glad you brought that up. I got a great segue into next episode.
Yeah,
love it.
Well, we were trying to hit him because he wanted to shout it out before he got out of here if his phone died or whatever. I had two questions to ask, but we can start to wrap or whatever. We go into the business shout out. So he went, "These Hugs Are My Hugs" by the esteemed self-published, self-taught, however you want to put that, author.
We gonna call her Dr. Right. Dana McCall. You feel me?
You know, with "These Hugs Are My Hugs" available on Amazon. I have those links and everything on there, of course.
Right.
You know what? I'm kind of salty, man. I'm going to go ahead and air it out because she hit us up and we had them on episode 10 to end the finale of that joint. And